Topic for this morning's shiur, Haktar Seymur Mukfiyas Mad Filas Erev. We're beginning to read the Sefer Vayikra. It's coming Shabbos, Habal, and Lutova. And usually Parshas Vayikra gets followed up with Parshas Zohar and Purim. We're talking about all these other nyanim, so Parshas Vayikra somehow sometimes gets unnoticed. So I'd like to share with you some Divrei Torah, Parshas Vayikra, and which will be Nogea Halacha L'maisa as well. The Pasuk in Perek He in Sefer Vayikra discusses an individual who did various possible averos, nefesh ki sechta, reshama kol olav, who ate or raw or yoda, person who heard testimony about something, and he saw testimony, he was able to testify, and he denied the ability to testify. In other words, he really could have testified, and he was machish, and he doesn't want to come to Beis Din to testify, and he swore that he doesn't know Eidus, and then in the end he admits that he did know Eidus. So a whole discussion here in the Pesukim, but the bottom line is that the Pesukim here in Parshas Vayikra Perek He introduced the concept of a korban olav yorin, which means that normally an individual, say, certain averus, an individual sins, he's machal Shabbos b'shogeg, he brings a korban, but the concept of a korban olav yorin is an individual who sinned, and he has to bring a certain korban, but the Torah gives him a fluctuation that depending upon his financial ability, if he's not able to bring the animal korban for the korban chatas ha'asham, so then he could bring the birds, right? So that's what it says, nefesh ki sechta, or nefesh ha'shartika b'chol dover tameh, or he touched something tameh in pasuk beis, and then he didn't realize it, and he went into the beis hamikdash, etc. O nefesh kishova levate b'shasayim. So the pasuk vav says v'hevi esashamo l'ashem al chatos al shachot and nekeva menatzon kizmos yos izim l'chatos. So he brings the korban chatos. He did one of these specific averus. He denied the ability of giving testimony. He touched something tameh, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, not realizing it. He took some type of shvua, which he violated. So the Torah says in Vav, Hevi es Hashem al Hashem achatos o asher chata, nekeva min hatzon kisbo siris izi mechatas. And then, so that's what he's chayiv a korban chatas. So Pasuk Zayin, it says, im lo sagia yodo de seh, if he can't afford it, so what would you have said? If he can't afford it, so the Torah gives another avenue. Don't bring an animal, bring birds, right? The birds are much cheaper than bringing a whole animal. So the Torah says, "In lo segia yadot de seh," if he can't afford to bring the seh, so what does he bring? The heavy es hashoma shachata shtei tzorim or shnei bnei yona. He brings two birds. In lieu of the seh, echad lachatas ve'echad la'ola, one for chatas, one for ola, and then the pasuk continues, pasuk yud, es hasheni yasa ola kamishpat, v'chiper alav hakohen kamichatoso asher chato v'nislachlo. So, very straightforward. Question that one could raise, and we're going to leave this question holding for a little bit, is very simple. If a person is obligated to bring a korban chatos because he did one of these above-mentioned averos and he can't afford it, so we say he should bring what? The birds, the shnei torim. But why in the world should he bring echad la'olav echad la'chatos? If it's the chiyuv is a korban chatos, right? So if he can't afford it, so let him bring a cheaper korban chatos. Let him bring a bird. Let him bring two birds of a chatas, whatever, if you think it's a... But the chiyuv was only a korban chatas. So since the chiyuv is only a korban chatas, why is it that when he can't afford it, all of a sudden he brings two, but the two are one for chatas, one for ola? Where does this ola come in? What's going on here? Where does this ola come in? There was never a chi of ola. The Torah should have said if he if he couldn't bring a korban chatas, so bring a cheaper chatas, bring two birds as a chatas or something like that. But where do we invent a new korban because he can't afford it? That korban was not part of the original obligation. So, to give you just a brief introduction to Hilchos Korbanos, and that is the following. There are three parts to a korban. Three parts to the korban. Number one is the dam. The zrikas hadam on the mizbeach, you spritz the blood on the mizbeach. And that is the essence of the kapara of the korban, is the zrikas hadam. Then, that's number one, the haktara seimurim. Those are the fats and parts that go on the altar on the mizbeach. That's the haktara seimurim. And then there's the basar, meaning the meat that the Kohanim eat, or sometimes the Israelim eat, depending upon which korban there are. Those are the three aspects of a korban. The dam, the blood on the mizbeach, the emurim, which are the fats that are burnt on the mizbeach, and then the basar that's consumed by the human being. And those are the three parts. The halacha is that the dam has to be by yom, right? In other words, when you bring a korban, the korban has to be in the daytime, and the zrikas hadam has to be by yom. That's what we have a korban tamid shal shachar, korban tamid shal ben arbayim, because these korbanos were brought in the daytime, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and the blood was spritzed on the mizbeach in the during the daytime. However, the emurim are brought at night, can be brought at night. The emurim, in other words, once the dam was nizrak by yom, so the emurim could be brought at night. You can't start off a korban at night, but if you did the zrikas hadam by yom, the emurim could be brought on the mizbeach halayla, and that's the concept of davening tefilas ma'ariv. Because what's the idea of tefilas ma'ariv? The halacha is you can't bring korbanos at night. And we know the korban tor mishal shachar is connected to tor mishal shachar. The davening mincha is connected to tor mishal bein arbayim. So what's ma'ariv? Ma'ariv is connected to emurim of the korbanos that were brought during the day, that there was not time to bring the fat on the mizbeach, and that could be brought at night. That could be brought at night. So therefore, we daven ma'ariv at night. You can't start a new korban at night. You can't have a zrikas hadam ba'layla. But once you have a zrikas hadam ba'yom, you could have the haktaras emurim ba'layla. You don't have to have it ba'layla. You could start it ba'yom, but there's not always time, because the Kohanim are very busy to make sure all the zrikas are done by yom. In other words, the priority is not to bring the emurim on the mizbeach by yom, necessarily, because that can always be brought the following night. The priority is the zrikas hadam, that zrikas hadam should be dafka by yom. So again, those are the three parts of a korban. The dam, the emurim, and the basar. So the Eben Ezra, in his perish to the Torah, says the following. Echad l'chatas v'echad l'ola. He tries to explain the original question that we raised. Why is it that there's a necessity to have two korbanos when somebody is poor and can't bring the initial chiv of the seh, of the keves for the chatas? Why is he bringing... So the fact that it's two korbanos doesn't bother me, because maybe since it's birds and not the animals, so they wanted you to at least... But why the ola? So says the Eben Ezra. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, kitam echa l'ola b'avur shel ofsatia yodo, ulai ola al rucho makshova. That we're afraid that maybe the it's a question how to interpret it, but maybe this person had some type of machshava ra. We know that a korban ola is machaper for machshava. So maybe since this individual is poor, he's regretting his lot in life, and he has some type of machshava, so therefore he needs a kapara on that machshava. But then he says, that's not the thing I want to stress. The second thing is, v'akorav elai, she'echod kineged emurim v'asheni chatos kin mishpat. He says like this. You see, when you bring an animal, so a keves, sel, or lechatos, so that has all the components. It has the blood. It has all the fats. It has the basar. So it has everything. However, when you're bringing a bird, lechatos, so bird doesn't have too much in it. Right? It doesn't have all the fats of that a normal korban would have. So therefore, to supplant the lack of a murim, that's what we bring another korban, a korban ola, to supplant the lack of a murim in the chatas ha'os. And that's how the Ibn Ezra explains. So really, it's one chiyuv. But since a chatas ha'ov doesn't have all those fats like a chatas behema does, so hence we bring the other korban, the bird.
But there's potentially a murim, so there should be two chatas, one
in other words, basically it's a korban, it's a chiyuv korban chatas. So you bring a bird lachatas, right? But that chatas of a bird is lacking in itself. Right. So therefore, what's the point of a murim? The point of a murim is that's the part that goes on the mizbeach. So the ola would be the best thing to supplant for the emurim aspect. So take a look, Rabosa, now in the Gemara and Chulin. If you look before that on the first part, the first Mar Mokom in the Pasuk Yud, that Hasheni Yase Ola Hamishpat, that the second korban has to be Ola Kamishpat. Right? The second bird is an Ola Kamishpat. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Kamishpat means you do it like the normal things that you do in a korban. So what does that mean? The Tanya. Number three. As Hasheni Yase Ola Kamishpat, Kamishpat Chatos Behema, Ata Omer Kamishpat Chatos Behema, Ein Kamishpat Ola Of, but the Domani Mekan Kamishpat Chatos Behema. That the Gemara is telling us that the halacha of this olas oath has what? Has the same status as a chatas behema. What does that mean? Ma chatas behema ain't a ba ela menachulim. Just like a chatas behema, the halacha is that whenever you have an obligation, to what? To bring a korban, so then it has to be from the chulin money, and it has to be a korban that was otherwise chulin from before. You can't take my sashemi money and buy it, the korban. Ubayom, just like a chatas behema has to be bayom, so to what? The olosof has to be what? Bayom. Ubayado hayimonis. And the kohen does the avoda with his right hand. Af olos haof, so to olos haof, Einaboa elamenachulin ubayom uviyado hayimonis. So these three comparisons that we have, that when it says that the second bird is the ola, it has to be kamishpat. So what does that mean? It has to be like a chatas behema, that just like a chatas behema is ba menachulin, it's be bayom uviyado hayimonis. So too the olas. The ola, the oath, also has to have those three characteristics. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, 3a, Bayom, what do you need to tell me? The ola's oath has to be brought in the daytime. Nibiyom tzavoso nachter. I need to learn that out from this pasuk HaMishpat. I know that from another pasuk, the pasuk of Bayom tzavoso. Because the pasuk of Bayom Savoso is the pasuk that teaches me that every single korban has to be what? Brought Bayom.
So what do you need the hekesh from Lach? Kamishma, I learned that from the Yom Tov also. So when you're making the three comparisons of that, just like a chatas behema is what? B'chulin, Bayom, and Yodol Yimodis, why is it necessary to teach me Bayom? It's not necessary. I know Bayom from other source of Bayom Savoso. And for the Gemara, Kedin Asba. That means Derech Agav. You're right. It's not necessary. The fact that the Olas Ha'Oth has to be brought Bayom, I don't need to learn it out from Kamishpat, from the Hekesh, to Chatas Behema. Bayom, I know from what? From other sources. It was just mentioned Derech Agav. Derech Agav, in the list of the three things it mentioned, the Benin Hachanami, it wasn't really necessary, and you're right, it could have been learned from another source. Okay, and that's what he quotes 3b. Rashi says, "Lamalei l'milfa mechatas behema, b'kula korbonus k'si b'yom tzavoso l'hakriv, d'mash b'yom v'lo b'layla, v'chola korbonus v'mash." So, the Tshuvas HaRashba. Rashba says, Sha'alta. This is what somebody asked the Rashba. Had the Garcinim perakamba de Shechitas Chulin, Gabi Kamishvat Bayomi, Bayom Tzavoso Nafka, Shalkadaiti Chamina Hani Mili Chatas Ha'oth, Aval Ola Sa'oth Emer Lo, Kamash Malon. In other words, the Shoel in the Rashba had a different answer to the Gemara's kasha of why is it necessary to learn out Bayom from Kamishpat of Chatas Be'ema and not from Bayom Tzavosa. Our Gemara just answered, Kiti Naspa, you know, maybe you would say that's a cop-out answer, but whatever. So that's what Chaz Kiblu, that's the answer. The Rashba in the Shoel, the person who was asking the Rashba, had a different Gersa, and he asks the Rashba to explain him Pshat in this other Gersa. So what's the other Gersa? In other words, to answer the question, why do you need this special Pasuk HaMishpat? You could have learned it out from what? Biyom Tzavoso. Sal Kedai Techamino. Hanimili Chata Sa'of. I might think that the only thing that has to be Biyom is what? The chata, chatas, the first korban of the oath. But ola sa'oth, emer lo, so kamash malon, that what? Kamishpa, that both have to be bayom. So the shoyal asked the rashba, vikoshali, my ulba the chata sa'oth, the tailif lo bayom sa'vos, it's fame ola sa'oth. In other words, why would you think, what's the havamina? Why would you think that only the chatas ha'oth has to be bayom and not the olas ha'oth? Therefore, you need a special limud to tell me that you might think that the olas ha'oth doesn't come under the regular halacha b'yom tzavoso. Only the chatas ha'oth, but not the olas ha'oth. And therefore, I need another pasuk of Kamishpa to teach me that. But what's the greater, why is the chatas ha'oth a greater yachsin than the olas ha'oth? Why does the chatas ha'oth, that avada, it has to be bayom? Olas ha'oth, we would have a suffix. So therefore, I need an extra pasuk to tell me that don't be mistaken. The olas ha'oth also has to be bayom. Why is that? What's the havamina? So that's what the shoyal asked the Rashba. You know what the Rashba answered? Shuva. I don't know either. No, don't worry about the girsa. This damnalach. I don't have such fancy lumdas in my Gemara. My Gemara just answers, Kedi Naspa. Your Gemara has this fancy shtickle Torah, which I don't understand, doesn't make any sense. Why should you have a Havamina that Dafka the Chata should be Bayom, and not the Oila Bayom? It's a Girsa Mishubeshes Gam Anochi Lo Yadati. Someone was about to say something.
So when you have a problem in a situation where you have an oath, a substitute for a chatas, and you use one in a second oath because you don't have enough in the first oath. So once you room can be bought at night. What part of the oak can be bought at night? So therefore, maybe the pasuk could tell you that you can bring the room.
Okay, great. Well, listen to what the Shadrach was saying. There is a famous story that's quoted in the Hakdamah to Sefer Makor Baruch, not the Makor Baruch we know about from the Torah Tumim. There was a Rav in Litta, Nochum Ginsberg, who was the Stein Mishpacha from Tells, has put out that the Sefer of his Chidushim. And in the Hakdamah, for this Sefer of Rav Nochum Ginsberg, who was a Rav in Litta some 100 years ago, and he was close with other Gedolim. So it tells us a story where he went to visit the Or Sameach. He went to visit Ramea Simcha Midavinsk. Upo Mokum Iti, this is an Hagdom of the Sefer. Limso Mash Shamati Mipiv HaKadosh Kishe Biker. You see, that's what happens when you have typing sometimes. It says cover, not to cover. He visited him. One day, he visited the Or Sameach. I mean, the Or Sameach with the Goyin HaGoyinim. And he was very happy. The Zocha Daito Olav. It was like, he was glowing. But Omer Lo, why are you so happy today? He says, you know, I came up with a chiddush today. Lamita shel Torah. Ukshenesnamnim ktsas. He says, and when he dozed off a little bit. Ra'av v'chalomo. He had a dream of the Or Sameach. Shepifalmal yoshomala. And in Shemayim, Yoshim kol b'dei olay olam. All the b'dei olam was sitting there in Shemayim, in the Masifta de Rekia, in Sochim they name, and they were talking amongst themselves, Shechoser Ata Ba'olam HaTorah, Mishi Yechuven Ala Emes. He says, in this world today, people are just saying Pshatim and learning, and it's not Lamita Shel Torah. And that's what they were saying in the Olam Shomal. So the Rashba got up in Shemayim. Omar HaRashba Zal Ba'omar Shebedvinsk, Yoshiv Rav Echad. There's one man in the Vince, mainly the Lomate Mikiven Al Emes Yosemi Men. He says, this rabbi in the Vince, he did better than me. What did he do better than you? He says, Shab Chuvas Harashba, because I wrote in the Chuva, Simon Reshain Vav, Nisha Loshana Gemara, about that Avamina that you might think that what? That the Bayom is only by the Chatas and not by the Ola. And I said, the Ola Sa'ov, the Eina Ba'al Mayom, Kamochatas, Machshi Bayom Tzavoso, da. The Zeha Tamua, the Echal Al Dati Shere Balayla, the Kos of the Girsim Mishubeshesu. And I said it's mistaken. The Yeshla Mochka. However, Hagon Rav Meir Simcha, the Or Sameach, he gave a Shubshat that you don't have to erase that Girsim. That Girsim could be a good Girsim. What did he say? And this is along the lines of what you said. How did we start off the shiur today? With the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra explains what's the idea of having an Ola Sa'ov. If you have a Chata Sa'ov, what do you need the Ola Sa'ov for? So the Or Sameach said, the Pshat is because when you have a Chata Sa'ov, flat, there's no Emur. So the Ola Sa'ov is to supplant the lack of what? Emor. Now we said the halacha is, once you bring a korban bayom, you zorek the dam bayom, you could even what? Bring the emurim balayla. So now it's very good, because the whole point of the Ola Sa'ov is betor what? Emurim. So you would think that it has what? A din, that you can bring it balayla. Kamash malon, that even though it's betor emurim, still it's a separate korban to the atzma, and it has to be bayom. The gora meh simcha perish b'zal pi divrei harava Eben Ezra by Yikra shahad rivu torah l'havich tachas chatas behem chatas sa'ov ol sa'ov zebnei shachatas sa'ov leka emurim chay tzorach l'havi ol sa'ov tachas emurim shachatas behem ulezeh hava mina da ol sa'ov kosher balayla right kimo emurim nikra vasul hivu mokam emurim
The Gersa is a Gemara Nechona. So Mamela, Moshe Gersa is a Rashba because it's a Machin Ochi in Chani Hashem Bederech Emes. And he saw the great Simcha of Rameir and Rameir Simcha. So that's how the story of the Or Sameach with the Rashba is this. Okay. Now let's see how this halacha has some halachic ramifications, halach l'maisa. We know that the Gemara in Brachas of Daf Chavov tells us, "Mishnei mamu tivas mincha da erev, shari tami bein harbayin kar b'chol echa da erev." Yehuda omer plad mincha, da, ma omru tivas erev ein lakeva, shari evarim darim, shalos aklum bi be'erev, kreivim b'chol chim kol halayim. Right? That the halacha is that the Evarim, Dorim, all these things that you put on the Mizbeah, as long as there was a Zrikas Adam Bayom, they could be Balaylan, hence we daven Marv. Oh, so there is a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos that tells us the following, the 7th. Abai Omar, Omar kra olas Shabbos b'shapato, velo olas kol b'shabbos, velo olas kol b'yomis. That the halacha is, what do we say, if you did this Zrikas Adam Bayom, you could even bring the Emur and what? Balayla. But what about a Friday? So on Friday, you bring the Kormer Tomei Shal Shachar in the morning. You bring the Tomei Shal Arbayim in the afternoon. Now the Emur. So are you allowed to bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach on Shabbos? So normally we know that Karbonas Adocha Shabbos. Karbonas that are Kavuim Zman Adocha Shabbos. But the Halacha is Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato. Only the Korban Tomid of Shabbos can be brought on Shabbos. But the Emurim of Friday cannot be brought on Shabbos. So you have to make sure that those Emurim are brought on the Mizbeach when? Friday in the daytime. Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato, the lo olas kol b'Shabbos l'chol b'yom. What's interesting, on number 8, you have a reverse thing. Because on when it's Shabbos, say Shabbos day. The Korban Tomid shall be in Arbayim on Shabbos day. So that's Docha Shabbos, to be to shecht it, and to be Zorak the Dam on the Mizbeach. But what about the Emurim of that Mincha? So is it Docha Shabbos? Because on one hand, you could kind of, the only reason why a Korban Tomid is Docha Shabbos is because it has to be brought on Shabbos. So there's no other way out. But if you can, but here, since it's Kosher Motzai Shabbos, so why should you put it on the Mizbeach on Shabbos? In other words, things are usually only docha Shabbos. The chuya means that if you have a way to do it, beheter. So what's the halacha of the korban on Friday on Shabbos rather? So the halacha is you could even bring the emurim on Shabbos day, even though you could be able to bring it. Why? So look at the Gemara. Amar in Menachos. Amar Shem Bor Eka Machaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's still chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's chaviv to do with bezmano, and this is bezmano of the Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim that was brought on Shabbos. It's b'shamis ad kidei kach. That was chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and it's docha Shabbos.
To do it on Shabbos, not to wait.
Not to wait, right? Not to wait.
Oh,
yeah. Now let's get back to Friday. So what's the story Friday, with the Emurim Friday? So the Emurim Friday have to, we said, of the Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim have to be brought when? In the daytime. In the day, because Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, v'lo Olas kol b'Shabbos. So Zokta Magen Avram, this is a mucker, perhaps, the minuk, and soon we're going to, you know, the post-Pesach summer season is going to roll in soon. We're all davening, not all, but the 7 o'clock daveners on Friday. So part of the Indian, well, our Indian is convenience, but the major Indian is Mitzvah Tosef Shabbos. I think that's the next year about Tosef Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says there's another reason why, there's another Indian why you should lot daven Maariv early on Friday. And that is what? Because since the Emurim were brought, and since the Emurim were brought before, so Mimela, you should be mapped in the Tefillah. Nira Lee, second line, 9. Now says, Tu Tam, the Hat Tefillah's Arvis, Niskina, Kineged Emurim, Dorm, Shem Zachim, Balayla, the Shabbos also Litnam, Damrinan, below Olas called the Shabbos. So Mimela, that's the Indian of Lahaktim, the first line. Rosh Lahaktim Be'er Shabbos for this, this, yeah, that's this Mogen Avraham. We'll talk about it more in a second. Just Agav, the Torah discusses the minhag of saying Behurachim. On Mar, what's the Indian of saying Behurachim that we say by Mariv every night? So the Torah says, because, by Shachris we bring a korban. So first he discusses various, ideas. Look in the Beis Yosef, first line. Save to Yosef Behurachim. Hey, Shalom, if you should love a little cause Arvis, Laka Shachotu Kol Hayom. That they used to, you know, like in shuls, that between Mincha and Marv, they learned Mishnayis. So there used to be the minigas between Mincha and Marv, they would give Malkus to the people. The people who, decided needed some Malkus. They would give them the, and the Behurachim was said during the Malkus, when you get real Malkus, and this man that they gave Mir Malkus, so was, Behurachim has 13 words, and they said it three times to the 39 Malkus. So that was the minigas. So that's why, one explanation of why you say Behurachim on, by Marv, because between Mith and Marv, they were giving Malkus, and they were known to say Behurachim. But then he quotes the Kolbo, if you go further down, first part of the line is Hamalkus, Zeloshana Kolbo, Lama Omni Behurachim, but Felis Arvis, Mishum Damrinon, Olam Lolon Adam Mishlan Beyoda Oven, so Tomin Haboka Machaper Avonis Halaylo, Tomin Haerv Machaper Avonis Hayom. In other words, you had a Korban Tamid Shal Shachar was mechaper for all the avonos from the night, previous night, and the Tamid Shal Ben Arvayim was mechaper all the avonos on the in that day. But by Mariv, there's no there's only the Emurim. There's no Korban. So we say Behurachim, Hashem says, even though we don't have a Korban now, we only have the Emurim, still, Ribono Shel Olam, please forgive us for our avos. In other words, we don't have the real Korban here, we only have the Emurim, so Behurachim Mechaper Ravon, still be Mechaper for us with the Emurim. But says the Kolbo, but on Friday night, when you don't have what? Emurim, so Memele what? You don't say Behurachim. Oh. Ad Kedei Kach, that the minig of the Chasam Sofer, number 12, was that he didn't, there's a whole discussion why we dip the challah in salt. So there are different reasons. But one of the reasons is because kol korban chok, hafid melech. So the Chasam Sofer, lo tovol b'lel Shabbos kodesh hapas b'melech. He wouldn't, at the Friday night meal, he wouldn't dip it in salt. Why a tam ki alkol korban chok, hafid melech, lo shayach b'lel Shabbos kodesh, ki in hekta chalov in meimurim b'lel Shabbos kodesh. And that was the minhag Chasam Sofer. Oh. So this is all very nice. But Lamaisa, Rabosai, we know that we, during the year, we do daven Marv late on Friday night. And many people do dip the salt. And L'chora, one Ketaina, Davka, if you're saying the Mogen Avraham is so right, then you should be have a chiyuv maybe to daven early. We never find such a thing. It's only a smach of the Mogen Avraham. So the Or Sameach says another point. He says, what's the idea of davening Tfilas Arvis on Mel Shabbos if there was no Emurim on the Mizbeach then because Ola Shabbos b'Shabbat of laws were called the Shabbos? So he points out one more point. In a Tfilas Arvis b'Shabbos came into the negative Evorim b'dorim shal tomid shal erv Shabbos hol ein Evorim shal chol craving b'Shabbos. It's our chloma du ke negative Evorim tomid misachim kol kol alayla fabi ke moslem bema ur. In other words, on Friday, what happened was they put the Emurim on the Mizbeach Friday afternoon. They couldn't put it at night because lo olas kol b'Shabbos. But that continued burning into Friday night. In other words, the issur was only to lechatchila take the Emurim, put it in the fire on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. But they did it on Friday afternoon and it was burning into Shabbos. So that they were obviously that they were allowed to do, and hence. That's why we daven Mariv even late. Connected those Emurim that were already put on the Mizbech, that Mashlo Behem Ha'ur Mivod Yom, and they're continuing to burn, and hence, that's why, besides the idea that the salt is connected to other things, but even connected the reason that it's connected to the Korban, we do on Noheg to be Tovel the Challah in salt on Friday night. And the idea of davening late, we are knowing to daven late, say for sure during the winter, we daven like the regular time on Friday night because of this reason. But there is a smach that since Olas Kol B'Shabbos that the Magen Avraham has the minhag
which many people do have at least part of the year to daven early based on this idea. There's a very interesting Trumas Hadeshim in the first tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshim. You know, when we talk about davening Maariv early, so there's a discussion, what's the earliest you can daven Maariv? So we're normally under the impression that it's Plag Mincha, which is the normative psak. That an hour and a quarter, what we consider an hour and a quarter before Shkia, that's the earliest you can daven. However, there were places in the time of Rishonim that they daven Maariv even what? Before that. Look in the first tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshim. Rova kilos nogim biyomim aruchim bimei kayitz likros kriyashim sha'arvis uspal tfilas arvis gimel odalat shaos lufnei teis ha'kochodim. And in yeshum yishuv otam l'minag zeh. Ki gam harbe talmidei ha'chachomim im ha'oman am b'minag zeh. That many talmidei ha'chachomim were noheg to daven early. In fact, he quotes you here on the next page. Look on the first word on the line is Mipi Echad Hagdolim. Keep going down until you get the line that begins Mipi Echad Hagdolim. Sheshama Vikibel Kimei HaKadmonim, the Krims, is Paulu Arvis Vikoru Eshma, the Erev Shabbos Od Hayom Godol, right? Kol Kach, so early, Sheherav Hagir, Sheher Megdolim HaKadmonim, Hu V'chol Tuve Yachol Imo, after the meal, Halku l'tayel akar achilu shosu the Shabbos al svas anar danyu. By yichosu l'batayim kodem alayim. So they would daven, they would eat the meal, they would take the walk, and it would still be before alayim. So this was a minig. So there's a discussion, and he's matzdik that the minig, you know, was not. It was done by talmidei chachamim, and in fact, I've heard discussions of in situations where people are, you know, in nursing homes or in certain kind of places in the world where Plag Mincha is really, really late and they have to go to sleep before Plag Mincha and they want to. So there's some poskim that rely on this Trumas Hadeshen to even daven Maariv and the Kabbal Shabbos before Plag Mincha. It's not something we do on a normal. You want to say something?
Yeah. I have a question about what we have wrong.
Okay, maybe afterwards, because we're a little... Okay. We have to end in 5 minutes. So the Bnei Yoshua wants to give another understanding to this Trumas Hadeshim, the Melamed Tzchus and the Trumas Hadeshim, Shekosov, second line, She'afli mechachomim kadmonim, Mispal arvis af kodim plaka mincha. And he says, what's the pshat? And he says like this, that we know that the Maariv's connected the Evarim and Darim, the Emurim that were brought on the Mizbeach from the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So since the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim was brought from could be brought from Mincha Gedola and onward, so Mimelam, Meikir Adin, you could really daven Maariv from Mincha Gedola and onward. Mitam Zegufa lo yakof yakakom munchos. Akon mishum betfile kiu mishum torak tzibur. Efshar, he says, third line from the bottom. The miyad la'akar mincha gedola maschil zman tfilas arvis. Again, that's not what we do, certainly l'chatchila. There are rabbanim that the shasat chak in certain situations, like I described to you before, would be makel because, again, since it's connected to Evarim, so, again, the Evarim were brought during the Laila, but they were also brought in the daytime. We saw that, or Sameach discussed, they brought in the daytime and they burned into the night. So b'shasat chak, there are like this truth of the Trumas Hadeshim that the Bnei Yeshua gives credence to. Also, that the b'shasat chak in some situation there are poskim that are willing to be makel to daven Maariv even from the zman of Mincha Gedola and on. So let's just review the points that we made today, and then we'll see the last piece from the Chofetz Chaim. We discussed the concept of the Korban Chatas and the Ola V'Yored, and we discussed why is it by the Ola V'Yored that you have two birds? Why is one Chatas and one Ola? There was no Chiyuv Ola. So Ibn Ezra explains because by a regular Chatas Behema, you have the Emurim. He said there are three parts to a Korban, the Dam, the Basar, and the Emurim. By a Chatas Oaf, there are very little Emurim. So the Ola is the supplant for the Emurim. which is lacking. And we discussed the Gemara in Chulin that says that the Olas Behema is Kamishpat Chatas. The Olas Ofrad is Kamishpat Chatas Behema. And Ma Chatas Behema Bayom, Ma Olas Of Bayom, Ubi Yimani, Yimonis, Ubchul, Menachulin, etc. So the Gemara asked, why is it necessary to learn out Bayom from the din of Bayom for Olas Of has to learn out from Chatas Behema? Don't we have a regular pasuk for Yom Shavoso? So the Gemara says, Kedi Naspa, it's only Derech Agav, you really, in a Hanami, you don't need this extra lima. The Shoal and the Tshuva Sarashba had a Girsa that Salka Daita Chamina, that maybe it's Din Bayom is only by the Chatas Olf and not by the Olas Olf. The Mashkolon, that even by the Olas Olf. So they asked the Rashba, what's the Havamina? That the Chatas Olf should have more of a Yichus to be Bayom than the Olas Olf, and he says he doesn't know. Gam Anochi lo yadati. And he says the whole thing is a shibush, and the Yerushameach was very proud of his trot based on the Ibn Ezra, that the trot is that since the Ola is connected the Emurim, so an Emurim, normally the halakha is you bring the korban by Yom, and the Emurim can be balai as long as Rikas Adam is by Yom. So Mimele, you might think that since the whole idea of the Ola is that to connect the Emurim, as the Ibn Ezra explained, then you can even do it by law. Kamash Malon, that even though technically it is connected to Emurim, it's of Maisa, it's still a separate animal than the Chatas Oof, so therefore it has to be, it's not the same. If it be one animal, then the Emurim can be done by Lila. But here it's Betoras Emurim, but it's still a Korban B'fnei Atzmo, so therefore it has to be done by Yom as well, and that's the whole story with the Or Sameach. And then we learned the din of Olah Shabbos B'Shabbat, Olah Kol B'Shabbos, the din of Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita, that even the Emurim of Shabbos day have to be brought, could be brought even by Yom, and it's Tova Shabbos. The Magen Avraham learns that's the pshat, why the minhag is to daven early on Friday, because Olah Shabbos B'Shabbat, Olah Kol B'Shabbos, that we even discussed the minhag of not saying Urachum. Urachum is to say that we don't have the korban now, but at least we have the Emurim. So at least Machaper B'Torah the Emurim, but on Friday night we don't have the Emurim, and that's where the Chasam Sofer was, didn't dip his challah in the salt on Friday night. But the Maisa we do, and the Maisa we daven Marv late during the year. So the Or Sameach says, even though Olas Chol B'Shabbos, that's only to put it with Kapila Friday night. But if it was burning already from the afternoon, then it can burn into Shabbos as well, and that's what the Korban is connected. Then we discussed the Trumas Hadeshen, the minute in that in place were Kafisha and Hunog, Alpi Hagadolim, we davened even 3 or 4 hours before Laila, and it's not clear. But there should be no reason to differentiate Alpi Pashtus. I mean, there would mean one star, but could be. It's probably talking about Shabbos, because it's talking about they eat the Suda and they put the walk. It's probably it's Friday night, that's what I would assume. But, Chorah could have been the same. And if the Yeshua, as Matzdik, it says, Meikar Adin, maybe one, again, not Chatila, but Meikar Adin is B'Shas Adchak, that if it's connected to Emurim, so the Emurim already was started of the Korban Tam Shol Bein Arbaim, was thought to be put under the Mizbeach already from Mincha Gedolah. If you didn't have time, you could put it to Chakila in the night time. But if they had time, they would put it already by Mincha Gedolah. So Mincha Gedolah was already Daktaris Emurim, so Mimela, Meikar Adin, one could have in Marav even from Mincha Gedolah and onward. The last piece here is from the Chofetz Chaim Alav Torah, on the Parshas Vayikra, where he just points out a very important Musar Haskel, that we know that we have a concept of Korban Olah V'Yoreid, that the person brings, if he's an Oshir, he has to bring the Korban Behemah. If he's an Oni, he's allowed to bring the two birds. But the halacha is that a person's an Oshir, he brings a Korban Oni, so he's not Yotzeh. So you don't say, well, the Oni, he can bring it to Chachila, so at least me, the Chol HaPochus B'Dieved, I should be able to be Yotzeh. No, that you have a capability of doing more, so then you're not Yotzeh, even B'Dieved, when you do less. And that's important, and he talks about in terms of Tztaka, a person has the ability to give more Tztaka, and he gives less Tztaka. So for somebody else, he's Yotzeh with that Tztaka. For this person, he has to do more. A person has more capabilities and whatever kokos and whatever brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, and for a particular individual, he has to give the maximum to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he can't compare himself to someone else.
because everyone has their own cheshbon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone different types of resources and different types of kolchos, and you have to use the maximum to mikadesh shein shamayim, and you can't say, well, someone else could, he could get away with less, but that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, so that's for him, that's the maximum, but an usher is not yotze with a carbon on it. So these are certain ideas to make Parshas Vayikra a little bit alive in terms of the Gemara, in terms of Halacha Lamaisa. You see how Parshas Vayikra is just alive as all the other Parshas, which might look more alive, but Parshas Vayikra is...